8 o'clock hour here from Oxnard, California. Oh, Ruben has given up the lights. He's afraid he short-circuited the show last time here on Sean and RJ.
I'm in a tough spot right now.
Why?
Fantex is really hammering at me. Choppy's going to sleep on a cot in the garage. Sarah's getting people texting her.
Yeah, bro.
You guys took it the wrong way. You took it the wrong way.
It's all a DFW's fault. Yes. We're all the morons. Listen,
you stink in the best possible way.
My girlfriend smells when she wakes up.
It's not my fault how people interpret what I'm saying. I'm not responsible for your misinterpretation.
Well,
not yours, but people in general. Yeah. And it's interesting. Everybody has an odor at some point. Sometimes it happens. You got an odor.
No, you
at
said,
some
you
point
said,
it happens.
You're not making it better.
I'm not trying to make it better. Well,
you said she stinks, and you just said, but it's cool. I like it, is what you said.
I didn't say she stinks. I said sometimes if you roll over and the arm is up and there's a little bit of armpit smell, it's not the worst thing in the world. I like it. It's pheromones, okay? Not my fault if you guys misinterpret things the wrong way, Fantex.
So what do you...
I'm going to send her flowers.
What are you getting on your... What, to rub under her arms?
Yes, I'm going to say, I'm sorry I said that you stole on the radio. I'm sorry you interpreted it this way.
She got mad at you for spending money on the flowers.
She might, because she would say, just don't say that.
Yeah.
You don't need to say that on the
just
radio.
Bring home deodorant.
Yeah, being quiet is free.
What did she say? Well, what happened in the commercial break?
She said,
because
RJ made a mistake, he wakey.
Yes. You know what? We'll ask. When are we going to get Miles Sanders' confirmation? By the way, tell Bront to wake the hell up.
He should be awake now, I guess.
All right. Well, text him, or I'll text him, and we'll ask Miles Sanders about this at 9.
Okay.
Whether you should be in trouble or not. All right.
Okay.
There. Let me.
She doesn't stink. I wouldn't be with her if she did.
Just when she first wakes up.
Not even that. I wouldn't be with her if she did. I don't do smells. I don't do smelly people.
877. You smell.
You are the smelly person.
You're the smelly person.
Right. Well, you only have one.
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco.
He just texted. As I was texting, he said, never heard back from Miles. So I don't know. We're working on it.
I got something for Cowboys PR after this
trip. Oh,
baby. Oh, calm down.
Let something happen at 9. Let something happen at 9 for Cowboys PR. 877-881-1053, Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers, something that brings me some joy, except for the game, actually. They lose 6-0. They lost 3 of 4, and they dropped the opener to the team that some people think is now the best in the American League with a potential lineup of J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh goes yard, Suarez is sitting there hitting cleanup, Naylor, Arozarena, Polanco, Cole Young, Mitch Garver. That's pretty nasty to go along with that starting staff. And they took it to the Rangers yesterday. But Chris Young finally started working on the deadline. And the feeling is that, yes, Ray Davis and ownership gave them some financial, I'll say it's a yellow light. I think the green light would have been adding a bat. None of us are thrilled that they did not add offense. You get shut out yesterday. But it felt like a financial yellow light from ownership. And did they go over the CBT, which is the baseball kind of equivalent of the apron? I don't know. We'll have to see how the finances work out as you add two relievers and a starting pitcher in Merrill Kelly. But you go into the postseason if you can get there. I think we should even say this can help you in the regular season, not just postseason, but if you get playoff-wise, a setup of DeGrom, Eovaldi, Kelly, Malley, Corbin, or Leiter, you're feeling amazing about that. And Chris Young was asked about their approach, and he said the approach was, quote, do what it takes to win.
Yeah, I mean, they're better equipped in the postseason. There's no doubt. They're a better team today. There's no doubt. I like the move of getting Merrill Kelly. I think that they gave up 3 of their top 13 prospects to get him. That's a steep price for a rental. But you're going for it. You're going for it. And I think the ownership owed it to the fan base to go for it. Now, do they get the bat? No. Seattle's very good. They got really good pitching. They had a lot of strikeouts. Suarez strikes out a ton. It would not surprise me if Suarez gets into a playoff series and has like a dozen strikeouts. That's not going to surprise anybody. It also wouldn't surprise you if he hits 7 home runs, right? So there is a high risk, high reward with Eugenio Suarez. So they're good. Raleigh has not been. He's still hitting home runs. His average in the last, 20 or so games is way below his weight, which is high. It's. They still get
the Sandoz.
Yeah, a lot of brisket Sandoz.
So, go ahead, Peyton. Get the joke.
Had yourself a brisket Sando yet, Rowdy?
So, how are they being graded or talked about in terms of winners and losers throughout the sport? The Rangers.
Well, they're not. They're not on either, which is good, right? It's good that you're not on the loser list.
Well, I'd rather be on the winner list.
You want to be on the winner list, but they're not. But they're also not on the loser list. So, if you want to look at some of the grades, for example, the Merrill Kelly grade. The Rangers get a B-. This is from ESPN. They get a B- grade with Merrill Kelly, and what they gave up was B+ stuff. So they gave up a good haul to get him. But that was just on the Merrill Kelly. When it comes to some of the other players that they got,
are you getting text messages right now?
No, I'm trying to scroll through. They didn't grade the other moves. That's how average the other moves were. They didn't grade the other moves.
You lost ground to Seattle over the last week. That's what you did. And
the bullpen guys don't do a whole lot for me.
They're good. They're good, and that's fine. Like, you need that. But again,
you need
like,
a closer.
They didn't address their biggest problem. And in that, they've lost.
Many insiders thought bullpen was their biggest problem.
It's not, though. So, I mean, like, they can think that if they want. Like, literally, we've put up numbers for a year and a half that say it's not. So, I mean, the fact is that they don't hit the ball enough. And that's now what we're dealing with as a team that's, all right, you didn't do anything to fix that. And you'll pay for the price for it and probably miss the postseason.
Yeah, they needed a DH. Like, that's what they needed. That was their big need, was a DH.
But yesterday when I asked, did you say DH or offense over prevention?
I would have said I wanted a closer.
Which they did not,
right.
No doubt, get.
Right, and a DH. There was a lot of closers that were moved. Like, there was, 7 or 8 closers moved at this back-end bullpen guys that could be closers. There was, 7 or 8 of them were moved. Bullpen would have been number one for me. And they did do that, but again, they did not for sure solidify the closer role.
All right, let's get to worst take here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, and then our Oxnard Awards with a brand new training camp song coming up at 8:20. Let's get worst take.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
I think Peyton Russell is actually going to have the first nominee from the Ranger game last night with our insider Jared Sandler acting like he's on the morning show and copying RJ Choppy and maybe even Bobby Bell.
The Braves and Reds playing a 4-game series with the game Saturday and Sunday. Bristol Motor Speedway special baseball showcase setup, kind of like the Field of Dreams games. Keep you posted on that one.
Hey, they're going to play at a racetrack here pretty soon. The Braves, right? Or the Reds?
3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss.
Or are they both going to play?
Were you preoccupied 20 seconds ago?
I must have been. Did you mention that? Yeah. Sorry, I was preoccupied.
It's okay.
But you know what? You multitask so much better than I.
And no, so that's not Jared. That's actually Matt Hicks. My apologies.
Hicks.
I don't want to throw Maryland under the bus.
You know what the play should have been there for Jared? Jared should have just gone, really? Where? And had him explain in detail what he just said.
I have the winner basically every week. Me and the Tolos agree every single week of what the worst take is going to be. And I think this is a slam dunk. Yet again, the head coach of the Baylor Bears.
Oh, yes.
Dave Aranda trying to quote Wolf of Wall Street.
There's a scene in the Wolf of Wall Street when they're talking about throwing shits in, and it's like, hey, this shit.
Sorry, stop. Can we play the word? I think we could actually play it. Peyton, I'm not blaming you for being more safe than sorry. He's saying the word midgets.
Oh.
He's saying that word. So every time you hear the bleep, he is saying that instead of being more sensitive.
You could just Google the transcript of what he said, and you could read it.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. That is what Dave Aranda continues to say and step in. Hit it.
There's a scene in The Wolf of Wall Street when they're talking about throwing it's in, and it's like, you know, hey, this can he, you know, can he roll there? And he goes, no, he doesn't roll. You throw him. You know what I mean? And they're made for throwing. And then after a while, they start talking, and they go, well, you know what? I think if you start talking, they may think they know we're making fun of them. The may think we're making fun of them. So then I'm going to start, you know, they may get mad at us. And then the guys go, well, what we need to do is make them think they're one of us. And they go, one of us, one of us. And I think that's the thing with coaching, call it recruiting, is it's that way. They talk about acquiring players, getting rid of players, just like that. And the whole thing underneath all that is they make them think they're one of us. You know what I mean? And it's like, but you, I don't know, do you have to do that to win? You know, that sucks.
Yeah.
The worst analogy I think I've ever heard in my so life.
Bad. Dave Aranda gets destroyed, and the other day he goes, I wanted to say last time we spoke I had a misstep and hurt a bunch of people, so I apologize
one
for
of us. That. One of us.
That's very Joe Mazzulla-like.
Try to beat that.
I feel like. Okay, I'm going to beat it with this one. We're going to go to Old Rocky Top. A Tennessee school is up for my worst take, as they have decided we are no longer going to accept sick absences for doctor's notes for sick absences. This school district in Tennessee, which is, let me see which one it is. It's Lawrence County School System, said that they're instituting the policy to teach students work ethic and reliability, saying that students will be expected to go to work sick or injured as adults, so they should learn it now. And if the kids have eight or more absences, they will be referred to court.
What?
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Isn't this the same state who did the, we're taking away your license if you bully? What's going on in Tennessee, RJ?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Truancy must be a big problem out there.
So you're not allowed to go to, you're not allowed to be sick.
No, it'll count as an absence. It is an unexcused absence if you are sick. And then more on that, if you have eight of them, if you happen to get a really bad case of the flu and you're out for a week or something like that, and then you have a couple more absences along the way, they are referring you to court at that point. For truancy.
Oh my gosh. What psychos.
That is it. That is an insane psycho.
It is. School district. I never missed much. My mom never let me take off school. It was crazy. No matter how sick I was. But this is nuts because sometimes you really are sick. I have a couple. First off is AI. I want to call AI to the carpet here. I got an email, just a random AI email. I get an AI generated email of random questions, and one of them said, and they're trying to emasculate America. AI is trying to emasculate America. It said, are bicep workouts unnecessary if you do back workouts? They said, yes, it is unnecessary. Listen up. You're trying to emasculate us, okay? Let us just go in there and work like a bro, okay? Stop trying to do the wussification of America here. The war on masculinity is continuing. It's permeating the globe. They're trying to groom Gen Z into being weak little men. And here they are with AI. I am done with AI before I even started with AI. Do not tell me to stop trying to get a... If I'm out there, if I could see space between your shirt and your arm, I kind of want to see space. Okay, so I'm done with AI. That's number one.
Let's finish up the nominees for worst take. Let's vote on the biggest loser. The Oxnard winners and losers from the fan here at training camp, and a brand new training camp song all on the way with Sean and RJ.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
All right, let's finish up worst take here on Sean and RJ. Your votes at 877-881-1053. Franklin LaFranco, injury attorney text line. I nominate Dave Aranda over there in Waco for being insensitive towards little people.
Yeah, and I was all about nominating that Tennessee school district, Lawrence County Schools, which says you can't have sick notes anymore. Mm-hmm. If you're sick, sorry, that's an absence, and eventually we're going to send you to court for truancy.
I nominate AI for saying that arm workouts are no longer necessary if you do back workouts. It's just part of the wussification of America. I also have another one. I didn't want to do this, but I have to nominate Sean Sharif.
Oh, well, the Fantex is nominating you for saying Sarah stinks.
I didn't say she stinks, okay? How hard is this for people to misunderstand that I didn't say she stinks,
I'm voting for that.
This is not saying she stinks. She's mad at me. Oh, I'm in such... You know what? I'm going to get you guys on a different flight. I'm sending you guys home early. I'm going to come home tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in the airport.
My worst take is Choppy nominated Sarah for worst smell.
I want to see. He's about to call me out here. Let's see over what.
This is... I didn't want to do this because, like, you know, it's a free country. It's free will. Free will. But you skipped the Jerry party last night.
Yeah, first time ever.
And I think you have lost, from what I gather from what people said, you have lost the radio station. Like the people are unhappy. The young bucks on the station feel that you let them down, that it was an elitist move.
Elitist
move.
Really?
To skip out on Nobu.
Okay. Can I respond?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
So, obviously, this is Zach Wolchuk and probably Eric. I'm going to probably blame Zach more. I know he's listening because he just texted me some insults about Bobby last segment.
He did me, too. He texted me, too.
Yeah.
He's like, you're misrepresented. The morning Mean Girls show. Telling us the wrong way.
First off, did anyone bring up Club Sharif this whole time? No, because people are ungrateful and people have no memories. I went out. Used RJ's grocery discount, by the way. Thank you for that.
That's great.
But I went and bought like $200 worth of alcohol to reward everyone. I wanted the bond, and I got a little smart ass Ruben here forgetting to. He forgot with his short term memory. and I went and got all the drinks and two bottles of scotch or bourbon or whatever to try to unite. And pregame every day, not even in our hotel. We walked across the way to their hotel. So I guess buying Zach alcohol beforehand, inviting them to the dinners, waiting for them. We could have gone and eaten even earlier, but we wanted it to be a team bonding thing. And I don't go out an hour there and an hour back to eat beef skewers next to Mickey Spagnola and stand shoulder to shoulder and be next to Jerry Jones, who still doesn't know our name anyway and wouldn't recognize us after 15 years because Clarence Hill and 17 media members are standing in between us. Sorry.
I've
been there for 15 years, done it. I get some peace and quiet, enjoy my air-conditioned room at 60 degrees. Go to sleep early. I'm not miserable like Bobby. I got a full day of travel. We're going to land at 7 p.m. for some reason. So that is why I did not go to Malibu. I didn't want to dress up either. I hate dressing up. COVID totally changed me on dressing up. I did not want to dress up and stand there and mingle with a bunch of Dallas. I've socialized enough. I've talked enough. Don't you guys just ever get tired of talking? I know Bobby doesn't.
That's why I don't talk.
But we wake up at 3 and we freaking talk every day until 8 p.m. 3 to 8. We go back to the room for maybe a couple hours before going out to practice again. And what this tells me is Zach Wolchuk doesn't have any friends that he talks to or socializes with back home, or he never goes anywhere.
This better have been Zach, by the way, with Sean's going in.
I'm assuming me and Eric are good.
I was trying to stir the pot a little bit. I was like, hey, what do you think of Sean not being
RJ
here?
RJ asked me 6 times yesterday. Yeah. It's like I personally hurt Choppy.
Yeah.
And I took it as a compliment at the end of the day.
We run together.
I know.
We run together.
Yeah. And you've been cracking me up this morning. Like our humor's getting more raw as the week goes on because we're just unloading on everyone. I don't give a blank mode. But RJ asked me 6 times yesterday. Like he thought I was bluffing or he just could not comprehend that I would not go to this media party. If you told me I could talk to Jerry and Steven, which I thought we'd do one time out here in Oxnard with Cowboys PR, I would have gone. But nah, I was over it. And Bobby, I think, understands my decision now.
2-4. Is Sean giving his Scotty Scheffler unfulfilling speech right now?
Yeah. Who else? Let me cover any of the other young guns in case it could have been someone else. I'm not even going to say anything towards Chiafalo. I don't think it was him. He could have been sarcastic. Could have been Carter. I don't think so. Ruben, I'm not now putting it past new Ruben, but I think it was probably Zach because he texted me yesterday. He goes, are you going? I said, no. He called me a name. And it was a very, very rude day. Very rude. And he's like, it's just about bonding. And I said, just do your show. Oh, shut up. Just shut up and do your show. And do your little scouting reports and build up your own podcast or Instagram or whatever else you're working on over there. So I'm choosing to believe it was Zach. So I'm attacking Zach.
Okay.
And I hope it was Zach. Was it Zach?
Zach, no,
give me one more name to fire off on. Eric?
Yeah, there you go. Who's Eric? Closest? Eric said a little thing.
All right, Eric Chiafalo.
I did a lot of the prodding.
Yeah. Eric Chiafalo, I tried to take care of the most on the back half of this trip. I'm not even going to say how, but I tried to really just look out and say, hey, man, let me do this for you. Let me do that for you. And for him to, sidestab me like that.
It's slowly, soberly coming back to me this morning. What he's referencing, you did more than prodding, I would say.
I did try to go around to everybody and get a video.
He was like, hey, go around to each person tonight, record a video of them saying Sean's lame for not being here, and he's kind of elite. It was more than prodding. It was putting the words directly in their mouth.
You were serving it up more than the Nobu waiters?
The whole time yesterday when he's asking if you're going, he's just like, I don't want to have to do this tonight. I don't want to have to.
Yeah, it's like I hurt Choppy personally. All right. So there's a nominee for worst take. Me not going to the media party. Dave Aranda for the little people. The no sick notes in Tennessee. No bicep curls. And anything else?
No, I think that's it. And you're winning this. No,
I'm winning for not going to
the
to not going to the stuck up Nobu for being a real common for what, just stay home and watching football and Shark Tank.
It's they're going after you. Sean's crashing out. Sean's ready to retire.
Oh my god, dude! Sunday, Monday,
first week is Sean.
You guys, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, out buying Club Sharif.
One of us.
One of us. You know what? Never again. Never again. Club Sharif is shut down forever.
Sean is slowly turning into Bassett.
One time. One. No, does Gavin Dawson get these texts? Does Kevin Hagelin get these text messages? Anyone? All these nights?
Oh, God,
between this and ball. I'm just gonna do the whole week from home like Dawson and Hagelin moving forward.
There you go.
All right.
Let's leave it 9 o'clock.
Leave it 9 o'clock.
Every day.
All right, let's get into the song.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, we did a song a couple weeks ago heading to Oxnard, and it was received really well. I gave it a bunch of information. It said, I got you. I'll write this. So then yesterday I did the same thing. I was like, hey, this is some of the stuff that happened on our trip. And I'd like you to kick out another song. And it kicked out another just classic country banger.
We landed in Oxnard with gear in tow, dust on our boots and a week to go. Cameras are rolling, sun beating down. Cowboys camp on the edge of town. Had our guest list tied, every name we need. Then KNC swooped like broadcast the shot. He took one look at Sean's lemon. Told PR I ain't gonna sit down with him. Booker lit up when Sean crossed that line. Call me a cheater one more time. Choppy got loud at our first team meal. Whole place stared like, is this for real? Mike Leslie rolled in like a frat on the prowl. Tight shirt, fake tan, and that punchable scowl. Bobby grabbed a shrimp like it did him wrong. Zach never left Spencer's all week long. Yeah, we talked ball, live ball, love ball out, ball at the table, ball with the crowd. Ball in the morning, ball when it's late. Ball was the bond we don't replicate.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I want to leave.
This is amazing.
I want to go to LAX right now. Book me an Uber to LAX.
Crack when the jokes got rough. Turns out since he ain't built that tough. Gavin squared up, voice cold and clean. Told Stephen Jones, don't play with my team. Dawson went ghost, Brian stayed hit. Heard they were doing what they always did. Free G-bag gear, but folks walk fast. Even at Oxnard, no one wants that. Ruben left Texas all laughs and lied. Now he's on pills and it don't feel right. That switch in the room would blow. Rave in the dark with nowhere to go.
Rave in the dark. This is
so good.
This is so good.
Still we talk ball, breathe ball every day. Ball so loud, Oxnard couldn't look away. We broke ball rules, reshaped them all.
outro.
I love this.
No hotel fights, no missed top takes. No fan after dark, they're in the dark for a reason. For God's sake. We ain't perfect, but through it all, one thing's true.
What's that?
We know.
What a terrible ending.
Oh, that's so good.
Bobby Bell through AI. What are we calling this, Bob?
We know ball.
We know ball.
AI is so scary. 105. It's so scary.
Well done. Well done. Send me that song. I just like the sound of it. Lyrics are stupid. Who do we feel good about and who are we concerned with leaving Oxnard? That's next. And below
the belt.
Right here on Sean and RJ.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby knows ball. Hey, let's talk ball. We're the ball knowers and we just talk ball.
Hey. All right. Who are we impressed with out here in Oxnard, California? Who are we a little concerned about? Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by DNM Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. As we've finished up all our practices that we're going to witness while we're out here in training camp. Initial, what's the big overriding on-the-field takeaway that you've seen here? Is it a shoddy impression? Is it something with a player? What stands out as we prepare to leave Oxnard, California? Yep, yeah, that mic on.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Boy, we should have that as an over-under.
George Pickens is bigger than I thought. I thought he was just this stringy, wiry guy. He's not. To me, Ferguson looks like a beast. It looked to me like he even gained weight. I know he lost weight. And you know who looked like a unit out here? I feel like RJ in this segment. Jonathan Mingo.
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy looks like he looks like a beast physically.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's made some plays.
Yeah, he's been good. Tommy Yarsh talked about it, was that yesterday or Tuesday, where he said he thought he's made a case for third receiver.
My most surprising player is Trayshon Holden. To me, he's produced the highlight reel out here.
Yep.
The wide receiver, number 7. Ezeraku feels like he's matched all the draft hype that y'all gave him. He has absolutely matched it. And yesterday, he was fantastic on the G-Bag Nation when he sat down. And the Diggs thing is even uglier than I thought it was, and we all knew it was pretty ugly coming in. Like, it's the Micah thing, I still think is kind of like public theater to a degree. Mm-hmm. The Diggs thing feels really ugly, and Trayvon, it feels like, is going to be out of here after this season. Last night did not help. You know, all the cap, no cap, our last ride. Trayvon saying 7-11 together. I do think it's important to relay. I did ask someone pretty high up with the Cowboys about my theory that they are worried about Micah being too close to Trayvon, the influence, and that got dismissed pretty quickly. So I think, RJ, you said you wouldn't be worried about it, judged by the company you keep. And someone told me, no, we're not worried about Micah after he gets paid, and we're not worried that he's so close with Trayvon. So I'm relaying that because that was a theory of mine of why they would be afraid to pay Parsons.
Look, the whole Trayvon that I get, that's what's probably going to stick with me through most of what's going to stick with me after this week is just the Diggs situation. Like that's really what it's going to be for me. And yesterday had nothing to do with it, with him somersaulting, doing the old moonsault into the end zone or whatever, and landing on his head and kind of hobbling off the field. It's just I do like the Micah Diggs that they have a good relationship, and I'm glad that they're not worried about that. I'm glad they're not worried about that affecting either one of them.
All right, so I've got a bit of a game here for you guys, as we are the ball knowers of the roundtable, as this segment has been rebranded, thanks to DNM Leasing for sponsoring it. I'm gonna throw to you baller, which I know you love, baller or bench warmer. So there's going to be no middle ground. I'm just going to give you a player, and you tell me if you think they are more likely to play like a Pro Bowler this year or more likely to play as somebody that you might need to put on the bench. So these are guys who could be a little bit in between. First name here, Terrence Steele.
Ugh. I'll lean towards bench warmer. I have not been studying the offensive line, though, like you guys do.
The question is, like, who are you?
Lyle Collins working out. Yeah. Working out. Lyle.
Ezeraku has been across from Terrence for a lot of the reps. So that might be the baseline.
I'll lean towards bench warmer.
I think this coaching change is going to be good for him. I think he's still coming along and he's still figuring things out. I think he's going to play well this year. So I'm going to say he's going to be a baller. All right, next one here.
Even though a rookie is giving him a hard time, according to you?
To me, that is the most like toolsy, like advanced rusher that was available. Like that's a guy who I think is ahead of some, I think he's ahead of some veterans in terms of the way he rushes. So to me, it's just a guy who is quick, nimble. And you were saying it yesterday. You were surprised at how small Ezeraku.
Yeah,
like you didn't think you were like, man, he's smaller than I thought he
was.
Well,
that also.
Uh oh, ring.
Uh oh, what was that?
Alarm.
Oh, okay.
That's our guest. That's my guest alarm I had set for the top. My Miles Sanders alarm, and I'm happy. I'm happy that we're actually not getting Miles Sanders, so Eric Chiafalo can't hold that over my head. Let's get cut eight, Peyton, from Ezeraku sitting down yesterday with the G-Bag Nation talking about defensive matchups.
Yeah, I was fine with moving all over the place. You know, at the end of the day, in a game, it's a matchup game.
Right.
And I think I'm comfortable playing on both sides of the ball.
Right.
So, you know, you might have set some things up on that right side, but, you know, they're run heavy on the other side. So, you know, just get some action, let's go on that side. And then, you know, you might get back to the right. Like, I'm comfortable on both sides of the ball. So that's just something that I've always done. And obviously here I plan on doing the same thing because at the end of the day, it's a matchup game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody who they can use him in a lot of really versatile ways. When Mike has been out of practice, that he's been kind of filling the Micah role in terms of where he needs to be. So he's kind of been, like, standing in as participating in that role and, like, being the guy they move around a little bit. But he's going to have a good season, I think. All right, baller or bench warmer? Jake Ferguson. I'll say just right off the bat, I feel much better about Ferguson after this week than I did heading into it.
Why?
Because I think you're seeing a guy who is locked in, has the confidence back, looks a lot more healthy, and is becoming a savvier route runner.
Did you last year during the season in the locker room get a read on the confidence going away or being shaky?
I think it's just he didn't have confidence in his health. I think he was banked up all year. And so I think it just...
No, I know that. I'm just saying, did you get that in the locker room to be able to compare it to him sitting down with us out here?
Yes. Not that he lacked like personal confidence. I just think he lacked. I think it was obvious that he felt like he was not what he needed to be, and I think that was kind of emanating from him.
I'll go baller.
Baller. I mean, he can't be a bench warmer because they just paid him. So like.
Not literally go to the bench.
Yeah, literally.
What does he play like?
Yeah, no, he'll play like more like a baller. He's not going to be a bum.
We haven't talked about Schoonmaker one time out here.
Yeah. I haven't noticed him much.
You haven't noticed him?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, like, it's just
he's Michigan guys.
He's kind of been just anonymous. next one here, baller or bench warmer, Sam Williams, coming off the big-time injury.
Sam Waller.
He's the one that everybody just feels like is always waiting for, like, man, we want him to be so... Everybody just is, like, thinking that 10-sack year is coming.
It's like, I'm going to lean towards baller. I've noticed him a couple times out here. He had the hit of the day yesterday to me. He popped somebody, and he let everyone know about it as well. So I know he can have those mindless penalties. I know it hasn't totally clicked yet. I'm going to lean towards baller for Sam.
Well, if he's a baller, you got a log jam there. You got a lot of guys.
Yeah. Rotate. Rotate.
Maybe they could then trade for an edge rusher to put in with that, kind of like the Rangers did yesterday with starting pitching. That's a good idea. Just keep doubling down on the string.
There you go. And yeah,
and I haven't heard one thing about Fowler out here either. Not
no,
one.
No.
Not a tweet.
I mean, no. I've seen him a couple times. I've noticed him. But yeah, again, it's just they are deep there. And a guy we've mentioned so far who was not thought to be one of their better pass rushers, he's a good run defender. But Marshawn Nealand's been really good out here. And that is probably the strongest area of their team is their pass rush.
Baller.
I'm going to say bench warmer.
For Sam?
Yeah. If I have to say he's going to play on one side, I think he'll be fine. I just don't ever think he's going to be what people thought he was going to be. It's not the type of player he is.
I see his athleticism a lot more than Mozzie's, I'll tell you that.
Here's the next one. Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, baby.
So, watching Diggs run around makes me feel like he's going to play a decent amount. That's just judging him, even though you saw the fall yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the video of it.
Recap that real quick.
He was running. He had a helmet on, running like into the end zone, and did the old Reggie Bush dive, tuck, roll, and landed awkwardly.
I'm going to say, oh, this is tough, because I'm just wondering whether Trayvon's chip on the shoulder, locking in, the edge, auditioning for somebody else, I'm weighing that versus the emotions that I think he has going on upstairs, and will that drag him down and cause him to check out and not tackle? So I'm wrestling with the Trayvon upstairs feel. But I wasn't a big fan of Diggs like last year in terms of his game anyway.
Yeah, he was so coming off the
injury. Like, I feel like he gives up way too much cushion. I don't think he's got the speed. I don't think he's got the quickness. I think he gives up the obvious big play. I'm hoping that the edge and the FU mentality has me considering baller, but I'll lean bench warmer.
I'm going to go bench warmer. I think that's a bad situation. I don't know how much he's going to focus this year. He's still coming off of another injury. The injuries are starting to pile up. I'm going bench warmer. Next one here.
I'll go bench warmer real quick.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you
he's
said
got
it.
Sean and RJ.
Yeah, he's got a big.
This is the ball knowers of the round table. Okay,
he's got a big bag of nothing. Big Damn. Bag. He's got a bag of money and a bag of nothing.
Trayvon Diggs is acting around here as if he didn't get paid.
I know.
That's what's amazing, and he is. He is attaching himself to this Micah storyline, and like I could understand. I know they're boys, but you're acting like you're not making $20 million a season. Okay, you got docked $500K. Like, move on. You're still getting 19.5 or whatever. You got paid.
Yeah,
they paid you, and he's got this arrogance and this chip as if he is not. He's like taking Micah not getting paid. Too personal, it feels like, on his own.
Yeah.
And I know he's got his stuff going on with the front office.
Yeah, and to be fair, they roped him into that discussion almost publicly. But, like, he did stand up there and he did wait it, but that was after the Jerry press conference, where Jerry kind of pulled him in as being part of the discussion.
Yeah, but it also happened because he didn't show up at the facility, and they wanted to preach accountability for that.
Yeah. Last one here. Let's go with this one. Dak Prescott.
Bench warmer because Joe Milton's the baller.
Baller if he's healthy. If he's healthy, he's going to – him, I'm excited about the offense. If Dak Prescott's healthy, him and Lamb and Pickens are going to put up big-time numbers.
Yeah, I want to win a championship.
I'm going to say baller. I think he's going to play well. I don't think it's going to be the prolific numbers of 2023.
Why?
Because I think what we're seeing out here is –
I'll tell you this.
An offense that's going to be scaled back a little bit from what they were doing in 2023. They do want to run the ball. They do want to, I think, kind of move strategically down the field with some stuff in the flats, some stuff in the shorter passing game. I think they want to be a little quick hit with some of that.
I'll tell you this, and maybe it's skewed because you see him throw these passes in these one-on-ones, and Milton's right there, and it just looks different. It looks like he's Kellen Moore out there just, throwing Tua change-ups into the wind with some ducks. I don't know if his leg not being under him. Maybe it's not under him yet. I don't know.
Maybe
it's skewed, but his arm looks weak this year.
No, I just don't think they're. I don't think they're pushing him. Right?
That may be true.
They're ramping. They're trying. They're not trying to push very hard.
All right, there it is.
Ball knowers of the round table.
It sounds like we all need to like sit around and like Professor X over here in what was formerly Below the Belt on DFW Sports Station. It is our training camp coverage live from Oxnard, California, brought to you by Treeline by Hillwood, Greystone Roofing, and WildForkFoods.com. Final hour from California. with either a surprise Cowboys guest or RJ's trade deadline Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.